for Rabbi Yishmael sub like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yishmael also was like Rabbi Akiva. What does that mean? Rabbi Elazar sub like Rabbi Yishmael. That Rabbi Elazar holds tackle like Rabbi Yishmael, the yom that he holds, kusim gerei aroya sein. You should know these kusim, this nation, when they were first Mizgayer, they did it because of fear of lions, which means to say they're not really gerim, they're still goyim. And this is the machlokes right now. When the kusim were megayer, was it completely because they were afraid of the lions? That means stam because of fear they wanted to become a Jew, but not really to be a Jew. So therefore, that's not called good gerim. And Rashi says geri aroy saying vareyen kishar oivdei kechavim shenasu b'nei Yisrael. So like a regular goy, they married a benyus b'nei Yisrael. Because their geris means nothing. On them. So that's what Reb Lezel. Reb Lezel is like Reb Yishmael, the Yom HaKusim Geri Aroyasein. Now Reb Yishmael, Savlok Reb Akiva. Reb Yishmael also is like Reb Akiva, the Yom that his Shittur is, Oived Kechovim V'Eved Haboa Abbas Yisrael, the Locher is Avlad Mamzer. That we hold that a goy that lives with a Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Mamzer. That's why over there a Kusi cannot marry a Kusis. Yeah. Show the Rebbe Kiva. What? So Rashi says that Rebbe Shmuel saw the Rebbe Kiva. The Yom he holds Chai V'Lavin Hain. That's only regular Chai V'Lavin here. Hilka Kusi Lo Yisa Kusis. Why? The Tavayu Sveika Mamzerim Hain. The Yeshlem, we have to be afraid. B'chol Echad Mehem. Who bore me Yisraelis? Hanis L'Yad Gechavim. Maybe the mother was a regular Ben Yisbas Yisrael that got married to a Kusi that was a guy. Vareyu mamzer, he's a mamzer. Vizebo mikusi vikusis meyelo minami yipcho. Therefore, we have to be afraid the kusi cannot marry a kusis. Because since the first parents, the kusim, were not geri emes, they were geri aroyis, means they still remain goyim. So, whoever they marry, we have to be afraid. Maybe they marry the Bas Yisrael, and then the kid's a mamzer. So, maybe one's a mamzer and one's not a mamzer. Because maybe one case is with a mother. Was a kusis and she became pregnant, then she gave birth, and then later they were megayim maybe. So kids will be asked, sveikas exactly which one is the mamzer, which one's not a mamzer, therefore they cannot intermarry. So Mori asked the kashya, is this true? Umi sovel or Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva? Does Rabbi Shmuel hold like Rabbi Kiva that a goy coming on a Bas Yisrael is a vlad mamzer? I have omer Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yechanan said over the name of Rabbi Shmuel that minayin, how do we know? Let the loch riz that loyve kechovim v'yevet shobu al kahanis v'yal halaviyah v'yal bas Yisrael. How do we know that if a goy lives with a Jewish girl, she psula, that she becomes psula, she can't marry a kohen? That's all. She's psula to a kuna. That's all. Shenamar the pasuk says ubas kohen ki siya amono grusha v'zerein lo. Say a bas kohen lives with an amono or grusha, then she has no children. So we dash in me she yesh lo yalmonas v'gerushin, only when she got married to somebody that has kedushin, that could become an almona, could have gerushin. I mean, there was kedushin first. Yotzo goes out, oy v'kechov of a regular goy, v'yeva never kanani, she ain't lo yalmonas v'gerushin. There's no pash of an almonas. Like when he dies, his wife is not called an almona, because they were never married in the first place. So therefore, that's what the pasuk says, v'bas koyin kisiyah, that she goes back, she's mutter to a kuna, that's only she did not live with a goy. But if she lived with a goy, then the maisa, she is possible. Rashi says, Amono grusha v'shovel be'saviyah. She goes back to her father's house to be like a bas koyim. So with Ashin, me she eshtle amonis v'gerishim. Only if she was married to a man that there was kedushin with. She eshtle kedushin hu, tiyeh in the place of a biyasa miloshuv. Then she doesn't become possible to come back to her father's house like t'trumah anymore. But Louis Sui should live with a guy, that there's no kedushin with a guy, then she cannot come back to her father's house, means she's possible to marry a kohen, and she's also possible to teach Ruma. That's what Rabbi Shmuel holds. Now, we sakadat, if you're going to tell me now that Savulak Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Shmuel even holds like Rabbi Akiva Shita, that says when a guy lives with a Bas Yisrael, the kid's a mamzer, if so, hashta mamzer heve. Maduch, the kid becomes a mamzer. Misa b'viyosami boy, like for sure the mother becomes posel with such a via that she's posel ti truma or she can't get married to a kohen. Pshita. If it goes so far that the vlad is a mamzer, for sure the mother becomes posel. So what do we need a posel for? So it's a proof that what the Rabbi Shmuel does not hold like a Bikiva. So therefore the Gemara says like this: El rather, what's the pshat by Gary by Akusi not to marry Akusis? El rather, Rabbi Loza that says that Akusi should not marry Akusis. I tell you, so would look Rabbi Shmuel. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel Shita. The what the Omer that says Kusim Gary Aroyis that Kusim when Megayah wanted to become Jews. It was not really B'leiv Shalom. They didn't really want to. They were only afraid of the lions, like a mushroom. That means that Geirus was no good, so they're still really like Goyim. That's where Rebbe Lezer holds, that the Geirus is still no good, they're Goyim. But B'sov Olok Rebbe Kiva, that Rebbe Lezer himself holds like Rebbe Kiva. Not that Rebbe Shmuel holds like Rebbe Kiva, just Rebbe Lezer holds like both of them. Rebbe Lezer himself also holds like Rebbe Kiva, the other that Rebbe Kiva says, Oyvei Kechazim V'yevet Abu Abbas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. Therefore, since Rebbe Lezer holds that these kusim were not good gerim, so we have to be afraid that maybe they lived with a Bas Yisrael, and then the kids were mamzerim and they intermarried, so we have to be afraid maybe one is a mamzer, one's not a mamzer. Therefore, they can't marry kusi, can't marry kusis. Mara says, no, even this is no good. Umi Sobol or Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Kiva? Is it true what you're saying that Rebbe Lezer holds like Rebbe Kiva? I've omer Rebbe Lezer says, even though what is the machlokes between Beishamai and Beisilul, Bitzaros about a Saros Ervo that the first Mishnah in Yevamah says, then the case where your brother had two wives, and one of the wives is an Ervo to you, so when your brother dies, just like the Ervo, like Yosef, your brother was married to your wife's sister, so just like your wife's sister doesn't fall to you, Leibim, because she's an Ervo, the other wife also does not fall to Yevam. That's called the Tsaras Erva. That was what Beisilul holds. And Beishamai says no. But even though there's a machlokes there between Beishamai and Beisilul by Tsaras Erva, but Rebbe Lezer says, Moedim, but both agree, Shein Mamzer, that there's no Mamzer, Elamimi, Sheisura Yisa Erva, the Yonish Karas. Only in the case where there is an Yisa Erva involved, and there's a Chiyav Karas involved. But without a Chiyav Karas, there's no din of a Mamzer. Since so, by living with a Goy, there's no Chiyav Karas involved. So you see clearly, Rebbe Lezer holds, if a goy lives with a Bas Yisrael, the kid will not be a mamzer. The only time the kid's a mamzer is only if there's a chayvei krisus involved. That's not with a goy. Since so, Rebbe Lezer himself holds, if a goy lives with a Bas Yisrael, the kid is not a mamzer. Since so, why can't a kusi marry a kusis? So Gemara answers, El, or rather, kiyosi rov, when rovin came, Omer Rebbe Chiya Barabba, Omer Rebbe Yechanan, still the name of Rebbe Yechanan. The Amrilo and some say was Omer Rabbi Abba Bazavda, Omer Rabbi Chanino, the Amrilo and some say was Omer Le Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Lo, the Amrilo some say Omer Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Omer Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, that Sholosh Machlokes Bedover. I tell you, there's a three-way Machlokes over here. It's like this. Rabbi Shmuel Sova, Kusin Geri Aroyasein. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Kusin Mamash Halacha like Goyim. If so, how come they intermarried then? Who married them? I'll tell you, the Kahanim Shenitimovim, not the Pesuk is Mashma, Kahanim and married the Kusis, is Kahanim Psulim Hoyu. They were bad Kahanim, Enechanami, they were Psulim, they were bad Kahanim that married these Kusim. Shenem, the Pesuk says, Vayasalahem Miksoisam, Kahane Bomois. What does that mean, Miksoisam? The Yomar Rabba Barbachon, Omar Rab Yechanon, Min HaKoitzim Shebom, means from the thorns of the nation, means the bad ones. The bad ones, those were the ones that married these kusim. Because really it was also that Allah like a guy. So therefore, this man the Yom holds that the Imamish goyim, how do they intermarry? Because Kahanim, that were psulim, married them. O Mishamachi Paslinu. That's what the Rabbanan said now, that a kusi cannot marry a kusis. They're apostle, because we don't know the yichus, maybe they're goyim. If we have a kiva, so the kiva holds no. Kusim Gera Yemesein. Now the Kibbutz know when the Kusim are first Megayer, they did it truthfully. They really became Jews. They're called Gera Yemesein. They're real good Jews. For the Kahanim Shenitmobhem, so which Kahanim married them? Hatei Kahanim Ksherim Hoyu. So even Kahanim Ksherim that married them. Shenem the Apostle says, Vayasle Mikseisim Kani Bomas,
And v'yomer Rav Bar Bar Chonon, Rav Yochanan, min ha-bechirim shebom, means from the good ones. The good ones of the city married them. So according to this prophet, they were Jews, so they were allowed to marry them. Says so, v'yelam mifnei ma asurim, how come we are not allowed to marry a Kusi? What's wrong with marrying a Kusi then? If the Yichus was good Yichus, then they came together, a regular Jew. So what's wrong with them? So the pshat is, mifnei shohoyu miyavmin es arusos. They used to true have a mitzvah, yibo for narusa. That means if your brother only had kedushin with his wife, but your brother did not live with his wife yet, and then your brother died without children, so they were mekayim mitzvah yibum. They used to do yibum min harusas. Only if your brother only had erusin and not nisuyin.